this is Terror War. And I'm not even sure why I'm doing this, because, like with Call to Arms, that didn't work either. You know, I'm saying, hey, we got a problem here. It's a communication problem. And still nobody is talking. They're just thumbing up, and everything gets thumbed up, and there's images, and they all get thumbed up, and everybody... it's just getting to me, because I was, I don't know if anybody listening, like a new listener who just decided to go for the fresh one, because if you got the postcards or the flyers, saw the flyers, you know, like the cafes and the music shops, and that would be a very high-tech area. And so this is where a lot of, this is one of those places where a lot of the problems started. Yeah, so it's just, it's getting to me. I've been like trying to socialize more and talk to people more and do more meetups. And then even that system seems to be cracking down sometimes because everyone is just unsocial somehow. And then I get on the phone with Jonah. You know, he finally has had it. And he's just, I don't know if you read the new blog post, it's like just driving him nuts. He kind of broke out. And so we're calling each other on the phone a bit more now. He can't help with commentary. He's not really, I mean, he thinks it's great work, but it's not something that he can deal with. Another friend, yes, but he's on 3. So he's not going to speed up the process right now. At least I don't think so. Unless he decides to randomly do 14. And then all of these people I've been trying to talk to, you know, just because it's like, well, tell everyone, which they actually do tell you, you know, like to do this kind of work. Tell everyone you know. And they also, to be successful, say, ask for specific things you want from your audience, which I've been doing, you know, so I've been doing everything right except for going crazy. And I can't blame myself for that. I can't blame myself for going nuts. I mean, I'm stuck in this multi-fandom thing because I've just got this tendency that when I get started on something, I want to see it all the way through, and I just sit here stuck. Just stuck. And meanwhile, all y'all, whoever you are, who don't talk to me, or can't comment, or whatever, I don't know what the problem is, but you go to Tumblr and follow, you go to WordPress and follow, you go to all the groups on Facebook and follow, you go to Google and follow, you just follow and follow and follow. We're being trained to stalk each other, seriously. This is just, do I sound crazy? Because it's driving me crazy. There was a guy on the phone, and I asked him, well, before 14 came out, and I said, well, are you all the way through? And he hesitated. He was scared to tell me. And I was fine when he finally admitted, yes, he had listened to 1 through 13. And I'd never talked to the man before. And I was like, oh my gosh, how bad is this going to get? We're afraid to talk to each other. I mean, I know there's some bad people out there. And that's the thing, is that there are bad people out there. And I've had to talk to them because they will talk. They're just taking over the internet asylum. Like, that's what's going on when the nice people don't chat. When you're trained to be negative, the only people talking are negative. And I like the new blog post when I'm saying, the May one. I'm just saying, the exposure. This is so much exposure to the negative. I really think it started with the wonderful Mystery Science Theater 3000, except that they did it right. You know, they weren't really mean most of the time. And then, I mean, and there were things before that. There's a book by a guy called Denby. That's his last name. I can't remember his first name. And it's called Snark. And he was making a good point that this is just getting pervasive, where people just feel that that shows that you're intelligent. So then all we have are these deranged, negative people exposing us to snide remarks and snarky remarks. You know, they're trying to be funny, trying to show some wit. And then that's all the exposure. And then you got people hating on characters from a show that you adore. I think that's why the Addams Family have it, because I've never seen a hater of any Addams Family character for the Addams Family. Never, never, never. But yeah, it is driving me crazy. I get angry and I get crazy and boozing it up because of the silence, because of the stalking behavior. You know, if you're going to follow a blog, talk to the person writing it. Ugh, I should probably unfollow a few. Actually, I did, because I tried to, there were a couple of people who actually were scared bloggers and they didn't want to talk. Yeah, that was crazy, because it's like, why are you talking about your private life and then you don't want to talk about your private life with the person reading it. Like, your private life, and you don't want to talk to the person who's reading it. You just put it out there. It's like Melissa told me, and she's told me this over and over, this is not the world I grew up in. And in certain respects, this is a good thing, but there's a lot of stuff that's like, gosh, we worked so hard as civilization itself to get freedom of choice. And now that we've got it, we don't know what to do with it. It's frightful. It's just frightful. And then, like the 2012 movie, Easy Peasy. A lot of people do love it. I love it, but we're, you know, oh gosh, you like Madonna? Oh my God. Like, that's what it is. That's really what it comes down to. And just over, I mean, these people behave like Tim Burton and Johnny Depp killed a loved one, but like a real one. I'm not saying the, because the original is out there. You know, we got it all. It's great. I think it's wonderful. And that was one of the reasons it happened, because I see it as an advertising piece. But like, somebody wants to say that they enjoy it, they want to talk about it with somebody, and then somebody attacks them. You like, good Lord. So then the people who want to have fun, they can't have fun. And they just, you zone them out. Oh, God. It's frightful. And then I think that's why it's like, if I could find people who really like to talk about the Addams Family and really like to talk about Ghosts of Mrs. Muir, I'll feel better. You know, and I do on occasion. On occasion. Where's the Dark Shadows people? It's like, oh, we're going into a new group. Who's going to say something nasty about somebody, whether it's fictional or real? Because, yeah, a lot of my stuff, I wouldn't have gotten this way if it wasn't for exposure to all the negativity. It's like, that's one of the reasons I'm saying constructive praise. I'm saying talk to each other. I'm saying answer the discussion questions, because I showed them to Tingler and I think Helena, but I wasn't sure if she was really on it, because Helena is really good at just talking about what she likes. But Tingler and Melissa went through the discussion questions, and as it turned out, they enjoyed The Pit more for it. So, I mean, this is the reason that we got comprehension questions in class, trying to remember the story. Now, I understand that those school textbooks had boring, crappy stories. I mean, some people go on about how great The Yellow Wallpaper is by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. I was bored to tears. But then I got some of her other work. And I don't usually like short stories. I'm usually novel, full scale, you know, the long stuff, like I was saying in the blog about Me and My Auntie, where linear, long chronology, you know, where you're really getting to know people, really spending time with them. And that's why it's so, I mean, a lot of people who love the original series, they want to talk about that. But the idea is to be either negative, or if you want to be positive, put up a photo and thumb it up. And that's it. And it's like, oh my gosh. And there's so many good things to talk about. Take some time out. If you love The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, really, be a fan. Admit you're a fan. And you can tell me if you like Madonna too, or, oh God, that lady. I couldn't remember her name. I was just looking over my old iTunes reviews and I was like, ooh, that really bad. It was a really bad, it was that Friday song. It was a really bad pop song, but I said I wanted to hear the Archie's cover version. Because I really think it would have sounded good. It's Archie's. So I heard a death metal cover. That was the first I heard. And then I saw heard the real one. And I was like, oh. And that was ages ago. Ages and ages. Oh, gosh. But you could like that song. That's okay. Nobody's going to kill you for liking the Friday song. It was Rebecca Black or something like that. I don't know. But I'm trying to think of somebody unpopular. You can like Evanescence. I like Evanescence. That's okay. You can like the Smurfs. I'm burnt out on the Smurfs, but you can like the Smurfs if you want to like the Smurfs, okay? You can like Barnabas Maggie. You can like Hoffman Stokes. You can like Tony Carolyn. You can like The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows. You can like this. You are allowed to actually enjoy it thoroughly and not like click it. That's different. It's much different. In fact, I remember one of my math teachers said, you know, if you stick your thumb in the air and there's a country out there where, like, you're going to hitchhike, you stick your thumb in the air, you're probably going to have the person pull over and bust your nose. because it was considered the same thing as the middle finger. Or two fingers in the UK, if they're still doing that over there. And it's starting to feel that way, honestly. The thumb in the air is starting to feel like what my math teacher said. Oh, God. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of something, like, really... You can like Barney. I don't care for Barney. Oh, man. And not, and like I said, not like Clickett. Just, so if you love this series, I know a lot of you can type. So, the questions, there's really no right or wrong answer other than, you know, the wrong answer would be, this is a piece of crap, which I don't want to hear. And you know it's not, you know, I work really hard on the darn thing. And I want to keep making more, and I want to give you more, and I want to be part of the audience. I want to share this with you. That's why I'm putting it online. And gosh, Rocky Horror? Because that's about audience participation. At least that's my knowledge of it. Sad. But it's a different format now. We got to talk with our fingers. Or, like I said, you could call me on the phone and I could just write down what you want to say. Because I just don't care. How it gets done. It's giving me the jitters seeing the smartphones and seeing just the social networks and everybody putting follows on me. On everybody. You follow everybody. You don't talk to them. You just follow them around. It's like programmed stalking. And this is why you block people who like click you. And it's like, well, they're creepy, man. It's fine if I put up a picture of like Wadsworth or something and somebody grabs it and shares it. It's Tim Curry, famous guy, whatever. Yeah, I put up a picture of like something personal, like one of my shirts or that fun little image that my brother made of our kitty cat, rest in peace. And somebody takes that. I've never had spoken a word with them. Yeah, it's creepy and it's going to tick me off. And that's why, okay, well, maybe all these people are disabled. But no, you can talk. You're totally capable of talking. So going around following, putting a follow on the pit blog here and the pit blog there and the Tumblr pit and the, I mean, oh gosh, the community page. I remember Pat trying to use that because it's, and then he finally said, oh, screw it, I'll get a fanfiction.net account. And he was doing it that way, and that was fine. Mostly email what has been the best. And then I could put it in the review pile if you can, and organized record, like I say on my profile. I want to keep going. And all I get to do is sit here and look at numbers. Like, my day is mostly looking at stat numbers. Last thing in the world I want to spend my time doing. And I'm just sitting there. I mean, for years I've been doing this, going, who's reading? What are they thinking? What's going on? It's like, why are you even engaged in an activity that is following a human, human's ups and downs, and there's been a lot of downs for me, you know that, following around each other, humans or human-style characters, if you don't want to be human? So the other blog is up. The first WordPress one was pitofultimatedarkshadows.wordpress.com. And the second one is thepitofultimatedarkshadows.wordpress.com. So that's the only difference. I just was like, well, I need to make a new one, so I got to figure this out. The other thing is like, I go on about the time because we're just sitting around wasting time. You know, I don't know. Is this even getting through? I mean, is anything I've said get through? I know you like the darn thing. I know you like to hear about me. Some of you even, a few of you even like my rants because you're getting fed up too with the like clicking and all that crap. You know, I called it years ago. There's something wrong. My poor cousin, she was just like, you know, you wouldn't play. You wouldn't do this. You wouldn't do that. You just talk about your project, whatever. And I finally wrote her. I said, because I knew something was horrible. I knew something horrible was happening and I didn't know what it was. And now I know what it is. And it's just, it makes me feel like there is just this virus hanging in the air constantly. And it's never going away. Everybody's just staring at phones. They're walking in parking lots, staring at their phones. They're driving, staring at phones, not looking at the road. It's, oh my gosh. So yeah, it's hurting me. Because I'm working in words and audio, words and audio, words and audio. And the pictures come to my head. And hopefully yours, you don't need the imagery. Maybe you need it a little bit. I mean, I do need a little bit sometimes to get inspired with some of the stuff. But Mostly I'm looking at the characters in my head, and then when I do the performances, it's been ages since I've done it. I watch them on screen to try and get their mannerisms, all the stuff that I've been telling you over the years. The years! This is how long this is taking! You got 14. Melissa got you 14. Tingler did too. Helena and... Oh, I'm trying to remember who else there was. I just remember there was enough to get 14 out there. Oshin listened to 13, number 13, Balancing the Humors. She said that it was so beyond what Hollywood will produce these days, which I love, but she doesn't always have time. I mean, she got, you know, if you've seen her, she got two kids, got a wonderful husband, and she does stage acting and directing, and, you know, she tries to get it all done, and she's an amazing woman, but she can't do it all for you. And I try not to bother her too much with it. Oh, I love the woman. Oh, I love the woman. And a lot of other people I've mentioned, just love them to death, especially if they've gotten me far, you know, but I just want to keep going. And something's wrong, and it's been wrong for a long time, and you're starting to notice. It's okay that I was right, all right? It's okay that I saw there was something wrong, and I've been telling you for years, and now a lot of you are finally noticing, yes, there's something wrong. Daryl was correct. It's okay to be wrong. I triple check, sometimes quadruple, quintuple, if that works, everything, double, over and over and over, I check. That's why I need another draft of Margaret Josette Debray, but it won't be deleted, so don't worry about it. You know, it's just going to be upgraded someday if I get to do it, get the darn thing finished. So for any updates, yeah, the Margaret Josette Debray, yeah, people have been telling me, your output is so fast. I haven't given you guys a proper radio drama episode since the end of October, the beginning of November, somewhere. I wanted it kind of Halloween. Came home from trick-or-treating, put it up then. Said it was all Saints Day, but it's sort of like the newspaper. You get it earlier, and it arrives on your doorstep. You know, it's like, how could you have today's news if they printed it yesterday? But anyway, and we do still get the newspaper. Don't think that we don't. We still get the paper. I don't read it much. Just because there's all these terrible things happening in the world and I can't do anything about them. So this is enough for me. Dark Shadows is more than enough to try and fix with all these buddies I've garnered over the years. Yeah, and the letter writing. I mean, I'm hoping that gets you the practice, but I already know that a lot of you can type. So the discussion questions on the other blog, thepitofultimatedarkshadows.wordpress.com. I put links up everywhere. I think it'd be easy to find. If all you can do is 14, do 14. And don't be ashamed. Oh, I binge listened and I didn't tell you and I promised. I'm making a problem-solving series. Relief your guilt. You're going to make me like Cybok from Star Trek 5. You've carried this burden for a long time. This pain. Are you going to try to turn me a cyborg? Let go of this pain. Be free. You know, oh my gosh. That's what it feels like. I mean, just let go of the guilt. Let go of the nervousness. Don't you like what you can like? And the reason I get mad is because of the silence, but because of all this crazy stuff that's happened to us. The fandom politics was, I mean, that was bad enough, you know, and I was just like, who cares? You know, I finally said, who cares? Yeah, I was on the phone with Lisa, like, I'm glad because a lot of the people who like Barnabas Maggie and like Barnabas Maggie as the reincarnation of Josette and saw that, you know, that was their instinct and their intuition guiding them. They just saw all this crap and it's still out there, you know, all this Barnabas Julia, Barnabas Julia, Barnabas Julia, Barnabas Julia. It's like, and then people get nasty about it. There's a lot of Barnabas Julia fans, I'm sure, who don't like the extremists. Because they take all the fun out of it, hating on Barnabas. You know? Just take the fun of it. And, you know, it's just like, oh, well, he seems miserable, and so does she, so, But I, you know, I can't do Julia Barnabas, because I just don't, like, I don't see it. You know, I never did see it. But I knew that, you know, when you feel surrounded by harsh types, but you love something that they're kind of ruining for you, you just start to fade. You either get apathetic or you get angry. And yeah, there's a lot of fans of this pairing that I'm doing. And they They were quite angry. Maybe someday I'll tell you what everybody said. You think I get crazy? Not like some Barnabas Baggy fans that I've met. No peer pressure, you know, the peer pressure. Oh my gosh. You know, all the, and so many kids that have been born from the peer pressure, to have kids. So many. Oh, it's just, it's devastating. Yes, because that's the thing to do. And it's, oh man, status quo. So, like I said, we got, and I am rambling. Listen to it again, whatever. But we got this far to have freedom of choice. A big deal. It's a big deal, you know, and it votes for women and all this stuff. And now we got it. We don't want it. Devo was smarter than they thought. Well, maybe they knew that they were saying exactly what needed to be said. That was a long time ago, too. Ugh. So choose to love the series. And when you do the discussion questions, like I said, Tingler and Melissa enjoy doing the discussion questions because they love the bit of Ultimate Dark Shadows. It was fun for them, and also, like I said, comprehension questions. They did that to us in school for stories, most of the stories we didn't like, you know, unless you just loved everything. But, I mean, we were so bored. But, and that was why, you know, the English class I taught did so well, because I brought in stuff those students wanted to read. I brought in, you know, I did the Marx Brothers things, and I called it Marxism, and morbidity, a bunch of different things that brought in. And because the class was different ranges of grade, I think, because it was so specialized, and some of the textbook stuff was just, one kid in my class would have read it very small sets of classes, which was nice, because it was a more direct teaching that I had always wanted when I was little. But sometimes the textbooks, one of the students had read it, and so then we couldn't all read it together. So that was just as well, because a lot of that textbook stuff is terrible. So I brought in a lot of stuff that they would, like morbidity. A lot of the students, the teenagers, just like, ooh, spooky. I'm like, oh, good. Francesca Leah Block, because I knew that was going to be an easy read, and they were okay with that. Some of my aunt's stuff that she read on the radio, I asked her if I could read that. She said, sure, and they love that. We're just like loving that, and that was good. And also, like I said in the blog, the Pure Product, John Kessel, which just had that. It was just for the Marx Brothers story, but because it was set up like a script, a stage play, maybe a screenplay, but anyway, just a script. Everybody got a part, and it was fun to do. So I got them going. And honestly, I don't know if you know any of you are involved in schools. But it is true. I mean, you go back and you meet the teachers, and there's all this stuff that they've learned that just badly represents the experience of being a student there. And I couldn't believe they forgot. Although maybe they had a good, better time. But, you know, I was feeling the students' angst at being there. And, you know, you're not getting paid to go to school. It's just something you have to do. So I felt for them. And I felt that the flexibility was really good. But I mentioned that because for comprehension, the pick could work in the same way as that class I taught. But the reason that you have comprehension questions is to try and maintain your focus of the story and your memory of the story. And why not with something new? If you love the pit, why not? That's what's going to happen. And that's another reason why I like to do reviews for Oisin's work, with Helena's work, because if I've forgotten where I was with the chapter, I go to my own review, and that reminds me of where the heck I was. So it can help you too. Just to keep track. That's why the letter writing too. You know, you talk about your day and how you're feeling and everything. It's not all venting. It's sometimes just putting it all together. Trying to keep it in flow. So, you know, I'm sorry that I get angry. But this is the hardest work of my life. And I've gotten a lot of negativity. And a lot of bad stuff has been happening. Meaning what's going on now with the addiction to smartphones and the addiction to social media. You know, I even got a guy who, a few fans who don't watch Dark Shadows that want to do this. Just because I'm addressing these other issues about how bad the attention span has gotten, how bad our communication skills have gotten, with wonderful tools to do just that. And like I said, pictures are really for Pinterest. I mean, you can keep them organized in boards over there. Facebook is a stream, and it just keeps going. It's just 5 second, 5 second, 5 second, 5 second.
10 minutes out of your day. Devote that much to it, maybe?
That's where I'm trying to go. That's where I'm trying to go, because it's driving me crazy. And like I said, 80%. I told Autumn Archer in her interview, you know, that it wasn't that many, but I look over the damage now. 80% of the people that I carefully garnered over the years, it's 80% now that I'm not hearing from them, because they're stuck to this stuff. And I remember another friend of mine told me that there was a great lady, and she knew her in the forum days, you know, late 90s, and they were talking about things they loved, about a show, and now that lady's on Facebook, and she's just, it's like she's dead to the world. She'll thumb things out. She doesn't want to talk anymore. It's so sad, and it's so scary, and it just keeps getting worse. And so sometimes I think the blue whale sign, that life preserve, this is that life preserve. If you care, I can help you. But if you don't care, if you can't break free, then there's only so many people I can push to help get enough commentary. And the truth of the matter is, I think you'll enjoy doing the commentary. I think it'll help if you really love this show. And this is a show. It's not just text on fanfiction.net anymore. This is at iTunes. This is at Podomatic, Podbay, whatever that is. And there's some weird German thing I saw that was like, oh, geez, it's going over there too. And so every time I see a German stat, I'm like, will you just speak up for the love of God? I'm sure that you're not just listening to me because of Hansel Bachmeier. It's a very minor character that was created because I was pissed off about Kitty Soames finding her. Like, I don't think that that was the reason. But, yeah, things are bad. And my temper keeps riling because I've got a lot of backlog of really rotten things that have happened to me in this. But like I say, it's a problem-solving program. And if you need your problem solved, yeah. And so maybe someday, if I get the right stats that are adequate, maybe there'll be a friend in your community that also likes The Pit of Ultimate Dark Shadows, because that's just how far it's gotten. For reasons that I didn't intend, like I said, 25 people, 5 commentaries, 5 sets of commentary, you know, 5 people commenting substantively, as Melissa says, on each episode, just going through it with me. That was all I wanted, and that's why I don't care about people being gross and lurking and hating and all. Because I wasn't trying to take over the world. I was just trying to get some chat. Just sharing it for that. Because I listened to the demos, and I realized I had gold and silver. And its value to me, like Barnabas' cane, is sentimental. Good luck. Give it a try. Even just 14. Go to thepitofultimatedarkshadows.wordpress.com. Good night.